Welcome to the Mastermind Your Launch podcast, broadcasting live on Business Radio X. Your place for weekly entrepreneurial lessons from Atlanta's most inspiring technology startups. And now your host, Stephanie Diaz.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Mastermind Your Launch podcast on Business Radio X. I'm your host, Stephanie Diaz, and I'm so excited that you are joining us today. We are here live in studio at the Roswell Infinity Studios at Digital Ignition in Alpharetta, an awesome co-working space up here. And if you are listening live with us right now, I want to let you know that you can get a behind-the-scenes look at what we've got going on in studio. Just follow at North Fulton BRX on Twitter for live tweets and photos of the beautiful ladies in the house today. You could also follow on Instagram at Mastermind Your Launch, get some behind the scenes action there. And for those of you that are, you know, tuning in because you know that we focus a lot on branding and marketing on this show, I want to invite you to have a complimentary one-on-one brand and visibility audit with me. All you have to do is text Hi Steph, that's H-I-S-T-E-F, all together to 44222, and you and I will be connecting one-on-one here soon. Want to hear all about your business and give you some pointers, some actions that you can take moving forward. So right now, though, we are going to jump in to a very special interview with the birthday girl.
Hey, it's my birthday.
Eva Jane Bunkley here talking about Eva Jane Beauty and the Makeup Bullet. What an incredible journey that this has been. Eva, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I mean, from the moment that you and I first connected through Founders of Color,
yes.
Shout out to our girl, Kelly Burton.
Love her.
Yes, past guest, past special guest of Woe as well. You just have such a great energy. And then when I learned everything that you've created, I'm just going to skim through because we don't have time to go through it all. A two-time Emmy award-winning makeup artist, an award-winning filmmaker, inventor of the Makeup Bullet, which is what we're going to be focusing on here today. And you've gotten to work with President Jimmy Carter, Usher, The Rock, all of these people. Like, wow.
Yes.
What a journey it has been, I'm sure.
Yes, it has been a 24-year journey.
And you are still killing it today.
I'm trying, girl.
Tell us really quick, tell us about the Makeup Bullet and what it is.
I am a makeup artist. That was my first career. I say now I'm on my third career, and they all overlap. So makeup, filmmaking, and now product creation. So the Makeup Bullet is a sponge, a cosmetic sponge that I've patented that has this unique shape in that it fits on your finger. So it allows you to do your makeup hands-free, and it turns your finger into this amazing beauty tool that gives you a flawless finish. And you can use it with a variety of cosmetics. So it works with your concealers, your foundations, powders. You can smudge, you can conceal, you can correct if you have like a mistake or if your makeup's a little harsh, you put your blush on a little too strong,
right.
Tone
just
it
blend
down.
Blend that in.
Blend it out. Yes.
I love it. Well, what a great idea because usually you're either using your finger
mm-hmm.
or the sponge.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just combine the two. Boom.
Boom.
I love it. And we have some big news to celebrate in regards to the Makeup Bullet today.
Yes, we do.
You just hit a big milestone.
Today I had a big milestone too, since I get to spend my birthday with you.
Oh, goodness.
But it has been the most wonderful birthday week in that 2 days ago, the Makeup Bullet launched on Ulta.com.
Woo! Let's just break, right? I mean, this is huge.
It is huge. It has been something that I have, it was a goal like when I first set out 5 years ago on this journey of product creation. I have been a customer of Ulta Beauty for many, many years.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Mecca. That and Sephora are like your go-tos for beauty. And this is an intention that you set a long time ago.
Yes, yes.
So I think that what would be really fun today, and I think would be really, you know, special for the listeners, is for us to, you know, we can focus on the business kind of big picture, but I would love to just focus on this goal that you have just achieved and the journey to get you there.
Okay.
So let's talk about the beginning. Like, you showed me a picture earlier of a Facebook post that you shared.
Yes.
Where you actually set this intention. You know, you wrote it down. You knew. And Ulta was like on your vision board.
Right.
Talk about
vision,
that.
Make it plain.
Yeah.
Well, I am a customer, like I said, of Ulta. And they send me flyers and promotions regularly. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take the cover of one of these magazines Ulta has sent me. And I'm going to wrap it around one of my own flyers of my product. And I wrote on it, I said, you know, the makeup bullet in Ulta. And it was literally, you know, wrapped in it. And
yeah.
I stuck it on my fridge and I dated it 1/1/14. So 2 days ago was 8/20/17. So it took 3.5 years to come to pass, but it did. And it wasn't that I just kind of stuck it up there and then was like, oh, well, you know, hope this happens. No, it was a lot of learning that took place. It was a lot of just diligent work and prayer and not giving up. I've heard Nancy Schoepering, she said, just keep swimming, you know, from Finding Nemo, you know, just
That's
keep
right.
swimming. So I think there's something so important about the time. You know, it wasn't an overnight type of thing, but because you stay at it and keep at it, all of the barbs and the potholes and the things that come at you kind of create a little more tenacity
yes.
in you. And then you learn so much. So I've made many mistakes, but those mistakes, you know, they're educational. So, you know, oh, I know what not to do.
Right.
And this worked. So I'll go this way. And because of that diligence, you know, big retailers like that, they want to make sure that you have some staying ability and that they're not going to bring you in and then you're just going to, you know, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
Not deliver,
yeah,
right.
exactly. So I do believe that that's part of it, just kind of that proof and that track record.
Mm-hmm. What I love going back to the beginning of that is how clear you were and the action you took to, you know, set that intention in such a, you know, a way that allowed you to visualize it so frequently and stay emotionally connected to it.
And I am such a visual learner. I mm-hmm. mean, to a fault, I'm very visual, you know, and I'm tactile. So, you know, just having, say, maybe a picture or something in my phone or, you know, stored away somewhere. No, I do believe I have a couple of vision boards that are posted. And sometimes, you know, they kind of become wallpaper to a certain degree.
You have
degree.
To refresh them. To and, me, I do.
And you do have to update them
yeah.
and refresh them because sometimes it just becomes something. But I've discovered that when I look back at old goals, I'm like, oh, I'd cross that off. Oh, what date was that? When did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, it's in your heart. It's so deep in you. It's attracted to you. As you move towards it, it's moving towards you. And
That's
I do
right.
believe that.
I believe that 100%. I like to get those, the big like 3M poster boards uh-huh. with the sticky on the back. I use those and post those all around my mm-hmm. house. So if you come over, you're going to see like everything that I'm working on. And I actually just over the weekend went through the exercise of refreshing some things because they had become, I wasn't paying as much attention to them anymore. They were kind of just in the background. And also I'm in a new place. New things are important to me. I'm learning things that are teaching me about what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of had to do a refresh. But, you know, it's really important too, just to be clear, like Ulta, mm-hmm. rather than just saying distributed nationwide.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like being
very
really
clear and
specific.
Intentional and
yes.
specific. And you know, another thing that I do that's really cool that I've done for years is I write on my mirrors with dry erase.
Yes.
That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those things that I just never want to forget. Those things that are just, and they'll stay up there.
I yeah. completely agree. Affirmations.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about like what you want to happen,
mm-hmm.
but also, you know, who you need to be in order to create that. So if you're working towards something and you realize, okay, listen, if I'm going to make this happen, I need to be focused, confident. I don't have room for doubt, you know, all of those other things that can creep up. then, you know, putting those intentions out there too, so Definitely. That you can reach that bigger goal.
Definitely. And I remember when I was in my 20s, I've always started little businesses. It's just been a thing of mine. I love projects. And I knew that I wanted to have a bigger, more significant business, but I always thought it'll have to be a partnership because I'm creative, but I'm not this. Mm. And I always thought I wasn't enough. And I always thought that once I got into an arena like this, that I would have to have somebody that was the finance person or the money person or the numbers person, because I'm like, that stuff kind of confuses me at times. But I've been able to get myself to a point and educate myself and go to different workshops and classes and learn what I need it to be until you can kind of put some of those other activities off and kind of hire out. Because I very much utilize contract mm-hmm. people, contracted yeah. workers.
Right. So I love that, how you were able to break through kind of that own, you know, self-perception. So for you, it was just educating yourself with workshops, resources, to kind of gain the skill set, kind of up your game in those other areas.
And build my own internal confidence.
Yeah.
Because you cannot continue. You'll drive yourself crazy with that cycle in your mind of not being good enough and I can't. And that'll keep you from moving and it'll paralyze you.
100%.
Yeah.
So that kind of goes back to something else that really spoke to me when you were talking about your journey with Ulta. And it's like, you know, the fact that it's a transformation that you have to go through. You set that intention in 2014, but the woman that you were, the business that you had at that point, now it's like, okay, that's my goal, but I'm not the person I need to be. This business isn't where it needs to be at for that to happen. And so it sets into motion that journey that transforms you into the business owner. You know, I'm sure you negotiate differently today than you did back then. You're like,
oh my
thank the Lord.
Goodness. Yeah. And man, when you can make your contracts for a short term, kind of do that because you can lock yourself into some stuff and you're like, ooh, that wasn't the best.
But, I love it. Thank you for that.
But now I'm living that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you learn, like you said, like everything, even failures are all moving you in that direction, even though it feels like you've been set back. You've actually just, you know, taken in what you need to know so that when you get to that point, actually is able to manifest in a way that it, you know, is right for you.
Definitely. And I mean, I started with something manageable. I purposely wanted organic growth because I knew I needed to give myself time to mature.
Mm, yes.
And because you hear those stories about the businesses who are too successful too fast.
True.
And it breaks them. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to be one of those. And I started small with just small boutiques. And I tested. And that was my market test for the product. Those boutiques. And then it moved on to like earlier this year, it's in Dillard's. It's in about 120 plus Dillard's locations nationwide as well. So that was a great training ground for me. I'm keeping moving.
And doors opening.
Indeed.
Because you're working with, you know, such big names, I'd love for you to share, you know, how have you been able to facilitate those connections and get in front of the right people?
Okay. So A lot of business I found is just being in the right place and placing yourself around people. You can't exist in a vacuum. And advertising, sewing, giving out product, even when you don't think. I gave product, I was working at a trade show and a lady was working with me and she was passing out product to just different people. And one of the celebrities she gave it to, it appeared a year later on the show she was on. And I'm like, just out of the blue, somebody called me. He's like, your makeup bullet is on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
What?
And I'm like, oh, I made a ad, Facebook ad. Just, yay, let's promote this. Let's talk about it and tout it. And it got attention from a sales agent. And then they reached out to me like, hey, this seems like a great thing. Do you have representation? And that was what took me to the larger level. Because what I started doing was just what you call the B2C shows, mm-hmm. like straight to the end consumer, just to see, hey, I'm talking to other makeup artists, other beauty lovers just like me. So that's where I started. I didn't want to necessarily go to the shows where the Dillards and the Ultas were because I'm like, I'm just going to set myself up to fail right now. But once I'd been working at it for a while, the sales agent came at the right time. And then they said, hey, it's time for you to do these types of shows. So then you're meeting just larger distributors. And then they're helping you through the process because they've got a bunch of yous. And they've seen this process play out. Mm-hmm. So I think timing, you know, and I don't want to be cliche. And I don't want to give your listeners something that they can't use. But I mean, these adages are tried and true. Timing is everything. Slow growth. I mean, you might go, if you're by yourself, you might grow a little slower at first. But really, I needed time to mature before I brought other people into this.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, what I know in my own journey, like there have been moments like that where there was a goal that I had set. I didn't feel ready for it at that moment. And so it was like, okay, yeah, I'm just going to keep going with this. And I know where I want to go. And that vision is out there. Mm-hmm. And then you're just kind of doing your thing. But then something comes along usually and puts it in your face. And you realize, I guess we're just doing this now. And I do believe, like I'll talk about my spirituality very openly. Like I feel like that is part of another force at work. And what I love about it is it always comes about in a way that I never would have or could have set into motion myself. Just like the Real Housewives thing, you know, the story behind like women only entrepreneurs for me, like that's a whole story to get into for another day. It was an intention that I had put out there, didn't feel ready for. And yet a person comes into my life to say like, this is happening right now. And I'm like, oh, okay. And it, you know, all of that is just orchestrated. And then you just have to trust, like I wouldn't have said right now, but I guess I am ready. So I'm just going to surrender and go.
Yeah. And I think sometimes when you are presented with opportunities like that or challenges to whether you think you're ready for something or not, you just have to do because we're our harshest critics, you know, but somebody else on the outside looking at what you're doing, because I went to that whoa event and I was like, whoa, this is amazing. Look at this woman, this brilliant woman. And I don't know how you felt about it. You might have been shaking in your boots, but it didn't read that way. And because of how you put it together. So I think sometimes we can talk ourselves out of when we're ready. Just go ahead and do it. I mean, if you fail, you still learn. So it's not really failure. It's, this is school right now, you know?
Yeah.
Because there are, even when you go to school, you get the degree and all that, and then you get to that job. It's like, oh, I didn't learn any of this. No.
Always learning.
Everything you had, that's your undergirding. That's your foundation. And now you can grow and flourish.
And it's so hard too, I think, for a lot of people that getting okay with failure as you get bigger and bigger and your visibility is on a bigger level, I think that's where it starts to get harder because in order for you to test or try, you've got to put it out there. You had to put out your Facebook ads. You know, you have to get out there. You have to invest in these big trade shows. And the more you put out there, then there's like that voice like, oh, now when you fail, everyone's going to be watching, you know?
Yeah.
But you still have to move through that.
Yeah. I mean, the voices in your head, the voices on the outside, there's always going to be something. But what if you don't do it? I think that voice is way worse.
Yeah, 100%. Especially because there's a part of you that knows that you can.
Mm-hmm.
And even more so, a part of you that knows like this was meant for you. Like you don't sit around thinking about other things, but you think about this all the time, there's a reason for that.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
100%. Woo! Okay. I love when we can start getting into like the mindset and the journey, you know, and so thank you. I don't have, you know, all of my guests, like sometimes, you know, they don't want to go there. So it's really important to have people on the show that really are open to like expressing that. So I just want to say thank you for that. Something that you mentioned in or the little like intake questionnaire is you said that there are pros and cons to each level of success.
Ooh, I said that?
I'll read you the whole thing.
Okay.
Because the question was, what about your entrepreneurial journey are you most excited to share with the listeners? And you said the fantasy of the notion that creating a product and getting it to market is the finish line of success, when it actually is keeping your product on the market. That's the bigger challenge, especially as a self-funded indie brand. There are pros and cons to each level of success.
Okay.
Expand on that a little bit.
Okay. So the easiest way that I know how to describe things like this is just from my own personal experience. So I don't speak in abstract terms that well. So for instance, it was very, what I did was very linear in how I started. It's like, okay, I know I need to make the product. I know I need a box. I know I need, you know, and I have the money to buy those things. Like I'm investing. I mean, I started off with a big chunk of my own money.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, I'm going to go to this show. I'm going to sell to these people. Oh, this store wants some. I can sell that. But then what happens is as you become successful and as you grow, then the demand increases. Okay, so now this store, say a large department store or another chain wants you. It's not so simple as they're going to send me a PO and an invoice, they're going to send me a PO and an email, and I'm just going to ship them this little box or whatever. It gets much more complicated. Mm-hmm. They might have a third-party software that you have to learn. And
right.
It's like, oh, well, I haven't hired somebody that could do, I got to learn that now, but I'm working on the social media part and I'm working on this. But once you get, say, on that level, they're like, okay, you got in the door now. Okay, you've learned all our logistics and everything. Now you got to market it because we're not going to tell people about it, or unless you're going to pay us more to tell people about it. We've got this program
exactly.
for you to,
yeah.
to take part in. You're like, oh, well, so then everything is kind of increasing at once. And then all of a sudden it's a juggle to say, okay, this is what I have to put towards this. And then your insurance goes up. I've had to increase my business insurance like 4 times in the last 2 years because
that.
Of different opportunities that have come my way, different television opportunities.
Wow.
Because these people are taking on a liability with your product and sharing it and disseminating it to their audiences. So they don't want, if mm-hmm. this thing breaks these people's face out, even though it is hypoallergenic and mm-hmm. latex free, then that's not going to fall on us. So you have to cover yourself.
Right.
So all of those things to keep track of. And as me, like still learning the entrepreneurial side of it, that's where I find myself. I'm kind of at a catch-22 right now. My business right now is at the point where I have demand, for instance, in other countries. Like I just signed a deal to do, it's 4 countries in Europe, Russia and surrounding areas. I've signed a distribution deal there. And there have been other countries that maybe their economies aren't to where they can sustain maybe my pricing that I can sell to another country that's maybe doing better. So I have to turn that money down to say, oh, I can't sell my product to you at that. And on the manufacturing side, it's like, but if I could increase the amount of manufacturing to like maybe tens of millions of units,
mm-hmm.
then my pricing can come down and then I can satisfy this. So that's when I'm like, okay, I got to get out of my own pockets and now take that leap and get a small business loan. Mm-hmm. And that has been, truthfully, one of the most terrifying concepts for me. It's just like, oh, now I'm risking somebody else's money. Like
yeah.
risking my money in this is one thing, but it is a part of the process. And that is, you know, where I've been because it's gone well and it's growing and there's demand. And it's like, okay, I got to do what I got to do to meet that demand. So, you know, the story continues, you know, it's to be continued.
Yeah.
So maybe I can come back on the other side of that.
Of
but
course.
That's where I am right now.
Yeah. Well, and so, I mean, there's so many different elements about this business that you're learning along the way.
Indeed.
I would love for you to share, you know, who are some of those people that are your, you know, the people that you go to when you have questions, need a listening ear, you know, who's that team for you?
I can say that I have an amazing support system in my friends and family. Now, I can't necessarily go to them with specific businessy questions, but I'm always going to get an uplift. So that's good. I've had a few retailers that I can kind of ask certain things. I work with the SBDC. They have resources there. The ACE Women's Business Center, there's resources there. Other entrepreneurs, like you mentioned, Kelly Burton, love her. So sometimes, you know, I do have friends that are also on this entrepreneurial journey, but I am still kind of in the, I would love mentor-y type of person who's a little farther ahead than me. But I know sometimes when you're just kind of in this thing to stop what you're doing, if they're building their empire to help somebody. So I have my eye on somebody, but, you know, we've just kind of emailed back and forth.
Yeah. Well, and it's so important just to have those people. And I love what you said, you know, even if your friends and family can't lend you exactly, you know, the tactical, strategic things, you know, the right energy, if they're providing that, you know, sometimes that's exactly what you need in that moment. So it sounds like you're very blessed with a lot of amazing people.
I am. I am.
I love it. Well, let's bring this back around to the makeup bullet. If someone wants to check it out, where should they go?
Well, the Makeup Bullet is all over social media. You can find it on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, themakeupbullet.com. Of course, I just let you know it launched on Ulta's platform, Ulta.com. And the hope for that is when, not if, when that this launch and everything goes successful on their online platform, then they'll pull it in stores. So that,
right,
of course, is the amazing, you know, that's what's going to happen. So yeah, all of those places you can find more information. There's lots of bloggers and vloggers and beauty YouTubers who have done different reviews. But I just love the feedback, you know, from people. I love seeing somebody in another country using it. My first distribution wide scale was in Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
Yeah, that was like the first distribution deal that I made, and it's just like, I mean, you can't bottle this emotion. It's more than I can articulate when you see that something that was a thought in your mind and kind of incubated in your heart to be on somebody's finger across the world. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, and you know, for any of you listeners that are tuning in right now, it's probably because you have an idea that you're working on, or maybe you're still in that phase where you're just writing in your notebook and researching online. But I hope that you do, you know, keep listening, do your research, get out there, because that feeling of when your idea comes to reality and then it gets validation from the marketplace because people are enjoying it and getting value from it, that is an experience that I hope the overwhelming majority of people get to experience, because it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And yeah, definitely check out the Makeup Bullet, and wish Eva Jane a happy birthday on social media.
Yes, I would love to hear the birthday wishes and prayers and share. If you go to Facebook, Eva Jane Bunkley, or you go to the Makeup Bullet on Facebook, there are videos that you can share, and I do some demos and how to use the Makeup Bullet on our social media. And I think you'll enjoy watching.
I love it. Eva Jane, thank you so much for being here today. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
I appreciate you so much, sis.
Love it. And to the listeners, thank you for tuning in. And remember that today is a great day to face forward and mastermind your launch.